Welcome to What's Ailing the World. On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world. We have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists, allowing the people they purport to serve and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, who suppress the natural solutions to all of these problems already available, who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. The ability to see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these psychopaths down. Always remember that we cannot compromise nor negotiate with evil. I suggest you check out my websites, drcarly.com and reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. On those websites, you will find the diagrams I created in 1999, the first diagram of which is the big picture, and it's actually the cause of all diseases on one piece of paper, and then you can access the YouTubes of me explaining those diagrams at a conference I was in Chicago in 2008. I'm going to give a short intro because, of course, as oftentimes happens on this show, there were problems connecting to the server. There's always something going on. Apparently, my information is a little scary to the monsters. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites, or you can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the services tab on my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site. Always remembering I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. After the medical mafia went after me for speaking the truth, I teach people what I would do if I was they. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number, which is available to anyone in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, is 888-321-6751. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at the lightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. On the Dr. Carly Archives, my archives from this station, These Changing Times, you will see where there's a separate link for that below where it says 2012. It says click here for These Changing Times Archives. And actually, as of tonight, from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, I will be back on Republic Broadcasting, which is kind of funny how that's working out, Studio B. So there will be a separate link for those archives. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 785-336-5190. We do ask that you wait until the second hour so that my guests and I can get out the information about the topic of the show. Very important. Callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as to not cause interference with whoever is speaking. You can also go into the chat room, which the board ops monitor, and type in your questions if you prefer to do it that way. I also suggest all of you get a little silver generator to protect yourself from the organisms emerging from the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone, and all of you probably know at this point, at least in the U.S., now they're bringing out the West Nile virus scam, and using that as an excuse to spray people in various states, starting with Texas, with toxic poisons. So, people, it's always, always going to get worse, and colloidal silver kills all of these bugs, so very important that you find a way to protect yourself and your pets. And let me just say, the views expressed on my show are my views and the views of the guests as well as callers. They are not the views or opinions of the radio station These Changing Times. Okay, on today's show, the answer to the question, what's healing the world, is the Yankee dog is now certified kosher with my guest, John Kaminsky. He's a writer who lives on the Gulf Coast of Florida and is constantly trying to figure out why we are destroying ourselves and pinpointing a corrupt belief system as the engine of our demise. Of course, he has identified the enemy, as have I, and another guest I have on a regular basis, J.B. Campbell, who will be on again next Sunday. It is the Zionist Monsters. And I would like to thank you so much for your patience, John, in waiting for things to be taken care of so that we could go on the air. You write so many excellent documents. He's got a number of websites. Some of them are kind of long. But you can go to John Kaminsky, KAMINSKI.info. I don't know if you post these beauties that you write on any of your sites, but this latest one is Rescuing Reality from the Spin Machine. The Yankee Dog is now certified as kosher. And you go through so many very important points in this article, which I would like to go through, but first, please come on, say whatever you'd like to say to get us started.
Oh, hello, Rebecca. Thanks for persevering. The price of pursuing the things that we pursue are often blocked by technical difficulties, and it's like there's no money in the truth. So the people who are telling the truth have the least money to do what they need to do. And I've encountered, as you know, all sorts of difficulties in trying to get my observations across. And I don't know, it's just a very difficult situation for all of us who are trying to speak honestly, because the money goes to those who will say what they are paid to say. And that really is the moral quandary of everyone in America. It's like they're afraid to speak the truth because there are financial ramifications to speaking the truth. Namely, you get excluded from that artificial reality that includes the whole rest of the world, and you have to be willing to never mention a certain word in order to maintain your affluent position in that reality. And it's like one by one, all the people in the world are beginning to realize that the price, the cost of maintaining this artificial reality, the cost is greater than anybody could realize, because wherever we look, our individual liberties and freedom of movement and speech are being hemmed in by one government pronouncement after another. And the choice is clear now for really everyone. You have to speak the truth, or you're going to wind up being an unconscious cog. If you're still alive, you're going to wind up being an unconscious cog in a machine where if you say anything against the government, like even those silly Occupy protesters, they're getting hauled off to be intimidated by the FBI for asking the same questions that we're all asking. And it's like the government doesn't want us to ask those questions. They want us to shut up and agree with what they're trying to give us. And what they're trying to give us is poison, is what they're trying to give us is the end of our lives. And they're saying that if we object to that, we're criminals. And
right.
That the people who are saying that are the criminals. And we have right. to, everybody has to get together and say, none of this makes sense what they're doing. When you look at what they've done for the last 50 years, we've had all these excuses for why these terrible things have happened, but they've been done to us deliberately to consolidate the power of the people in charge.
Yes, and I would just like to interject. It's not just financial consequences. Your very life can be taken. In my situation, my son's been satanically ritually abused for over a decade now. That's the first thing they did to me to try to shut me up. When that didn't work, then they went after my medical license. What I try to get people to realize is that we're already dead. If we don't do something, we are we're talking about the very extinction of the human race, which is happening on so many levels, but especially with the vaccines and the GMO food. And of course, there's so many people who have sold their souls for cash. I was on a show out of the UK on Friday, and there was an individual who I will not mention his name, who we were talking about aspartame and vaccines, and he came on and he said he's now speaking out against aspartame because he's retired. He would never have dared do that when he was actually, you know, getting a paycheck from the very people causing the problems. And I lambasted him on the air because basically these are people selling their souls for cash. That's why people have to realize you can't trust any doctor, any governmental agency, any, you know, CPS worker. All of these people are selling their soul for cash. They're doing what they're told, no matter how evil it is. And if we don't stop the monsters controlling all these servants of evil, who are the Zionists? Obviously, there's many of us now talking about that. Yourself, myself, Deanna Spingola, Zion Crime Factory, J.B. Campbell, many others are now coming forward. And despite the fact that we're going to be labeled anti-Semitic or, you know, haters or whatever, the facts are the facts. And they are so obvious and well documented by people such as yourself. And how can we allow these monsters to continue? We're aiding and abetting our own destruction. And as you talk about in your article, basically, you know, the people that work for these monsters, they're going to die too. So evil is evil even to its own. So get a conscience, people. Stand up for the truth. Your very preservation of life is at hand. Go ahead, John.
Well done. I was, as it happened, I was listening to your April interview with Dr. Robbie Sky Campbell this morning about the vicissitudes of the medical profession. And what I heard, because I tend to take observations of one category and try to compare them to other categories just to see if the same thing is going on. And what I heard you discussing, you two doctors who have run afoul of the official Frankenstein medical establishment, was that there is this darkness that rules the medical profession. I mean, you could call it the bottom line, but it's really something worse than that because so many of these treatments are not only harmful, they're diabolical.
Yes.
And there's a kind of a shadow there that both you and Robbie endured as long as you could before you had to stand up for what is right and what is moral and say, no, I can't put up with this. But that shadow of pressure that you so eloquently discussed in terms of medicine, I also see that in religion, but I don't want to get into that now. That same shadow we see in government now, where, or I guess we've always seen it in government, but we can see it clearly now because all of these oppressive pronouncements out of the White House where one freedom after another is taken away and they're parading all these robot soldiers in the streets of major cities, and we have all these stories coming out about how our financial system is going to crash any day and everybody should remain in a state of panic. That's the same darkness in all these categories of medicine and religion and government, where we are being threatened by the powers that be to adhere to their particular brand of to their particular brand of regimentation and the intensity of persecution of people who object to this has increased radically with all of the cops tasing people and shooting people in the streets who are unarmed and just beating people up and having a sense of approval from their superiors for doing that thing. It's the same phenomenon that we see in our soldiers overseas where they can slaughter these families because it's just part of a drug-induced video game that they're doing. This shadow of darkness is really penetrated our entire lives, and it's being exploited for fun and profit by the people who have the money and invent all these pornographic things on Broadway to twist us further from ourselves. And then the last two pieces that I've written, I know what I wanted to say about your interview with you and Robbie. She said something in there that's so true, which is that your education comes from reality. It doesn't come from any see part of the spin machine. It comes from your own observations in life. And you two guys, when you were talking about your experience, your horrendous experiences with the medical profession, fleshed that out and made it vivid to where so many of us are controlled by these preconceptions that have been put in our brains by what we were taught growing up. And then when we become reasoning adults, we look at stuff and say, how could this stuff be going on? This is the point at which America is now, where they have to look at what their government has done for the last 100 years, going around the country, slaughtering people, and then coming back home and spinning it as defending freedom. We have to get so far beyond Obama and Romney. And now, as we all see, the society is like transfixed, and Obama is just another daytime TV show, and what's important to people are sports and dancing and drugs. And when the two of us and the small number of other people who are trying to do what we're trying to do try to stop people and make them hear what we're saying, we come across as aliens because we don't fit into the reality template that has been created in these people to recognize as valuable. Oprah Winfrey is much more valuable than we are to the vast majority of the population. So what we've got is a few of us trying to bring reality to people who have spent their whole lives trapped in this spewing of Jewish information from every angle, from the schools, from the movies, from the books. Everything has been tailored to shape us into little robots who can't really deal with reality on an emotional level. It's all trendiness. It's all doing what the other person is doing. So you ostracize and all these little robots who Americans have become have never had any trouble looking the other way at people in foreign countries who are bleeding to make our, to support our posh lifestyle. I know I'm rambling on here, but we are so far from reality on what is presented to us every day. And one of the aspects of this that I've been into recently is the electric part of it, is where I don't know who's producing the electrical frequencies that are attacking our brains. The smart meters are the latest episode of that. But for a long time now, at least 10 years and maybe longer, they've been beaming electrical frequencies into the world to shape the moods of people, to affect them in some way. And, you know, there's a story I like to tell about Albert Pike back in 1871 predicting the three world wars. And as we observe that now, 140 years later, we wonder how accurate he could be. But that's how far ahead of ordinary, normal people that the spin masters are. They're like way ahead. They've planned a lot of these things decades in advance. And we are just, most of us ordinary people are just kind of following along, wondering why these things happen. And I've been saying for 10 years that we've got to get beyond Obama. We've got to get beyond the leaders of the world who are presented to us on television and identify the puppet masters who are operating them. And you and I both know, we've been at it for many years, that the path of these strings to the puppets always leads to the same place. And that same place is dominated by a very dark and demonic and extremely Jewish entity that controls everyone's reality in the world because they control everyone's money. Until we identify that and detoxify that and neutralize that in some way, we are going to continue our downhill slide into semi-conscious slavery.
Exactly. And let me just mention a few things. First of all, you can access the archive that John's talking about on the lightofdayradioshow.com under Dr. Carly Archives. Robbie Sky Campbell is J.B. Campbell's wife. What a marvelous team the two of them make based on their experiences. They obviously know who the enemy is. And I just want to say, and I say this all the time, one of our biggest problems, John, which I'm sure you also realize, is that people of conscience cannot even conceive of the level of evil that we are dealing with. They can't believe that doctors would kill them intentionally. How could doctors do that? Well, let me tell you, people, I watched it happen. I witnessed euthanasia, experimentation on people, research fraud back in the early 90s, and that's when I left traditional medicine in the hospital, and it's much, much worse now, and all the different things that are going on. As John said, you have to overstand. Our language has even been corrupted. I like to use the word overstand. If you're understanding, you're down below and you're looking up and you're trying to figure out what's going on. But if you overstand and you see the puppets and the puppet masters and what they're all about, it makes it very clear who the enemy is. Of course, the good news is that the solutions are already available for everything that they've done. But in order to institute those solutions, these monsters have to be vaporized. I don't know how else to say it. I am certainly against killing and things of that nature. What do you do to get rid of a parasite when it's infected everything? I'll leave that up to people to figure it out for themselves. J.B. Campbell came up with the idea of forming this DAJA, Defense Against Jewish Aggression, which is a very interesting concept, kind of the opposite of the ADL, and I want to get more into that later. But yes, in fact, if we don't face reality that our world is being destroyed by these demonic monsters whose Talmud is basically, you know, leading them to do what they do, this is their holy scripture, you got to check that out. Sherry Schreiner has an excellent section on that. She has a website, Tidbits from the Talmud. They're, you know, promoting pedophilia and all kinds of other things. They can steal from the goy. They can do whatever they want. They can lie, cheat, steal. And, of course, this is why everything is as it is. So people have to wake up. And it truly amazes me, John. And, you know, I do consults for people. I have clients all over the world. I teach them how to reverse their diseases with natural therapies. And one of the problems I encounter all the time is that, you know, there will be somebody in a family who wants to go natural, but especially if they have medical people in their family. You know, basically they're looked upon as crazy, insane. Why would you go against the medicine? We have the best medical system in the world. You know, they keep putting those lies out there. As they're giving poison to people who have cancer because they've been poisoned in the first place. And yet these sheep just go right to the slaughter. It's amazing.
I'm right in the middle of a family episode of this. My sister just had a knee replacement that's gone bad. And all the doctors are interested in doing is denying that they caused the problem.
Right, exactly. Because if she had arthritis from, if it was rheumatoid arthritis, that's from vaccines. If it was osteoarthritis, that's from other factors, including fluoride in the water and all kinds of other things. But these doctors never admit when they've made a mistake. As a matter of fact, things have been so corrupted now that even if a doctor commits horrific malpractice, there's oftentimes nothing you can do. In fact, I know somebody that underwent a plastic surgery procedure and almost died from a life-threatening infection that was caused because obviously the surgical suite was not cleaned properly and things of that nature. And no attorney would take the case. They actually said, well, if you undergo a plastic surgery, you know, procedure, then, you know, infection's one of the possible complications, and therefore you don't have a case. I mean, so a doctor can basically almost kill you and cause you to be infected with life-threatening infections, and there's nothing you can do. You know, tough luck to you. And it's getting worse every day because, of course, in terms of the legal system, you know, that's one of the main places that the Zionists control. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, that's where the problem starts, because all of the banksters, all of the killer doctors, all of the people committing crimes against humanity, the courts are what allow them to continue.
Yes, yes, indeed. I was thinking of a man I talked to from Illinois last year who had worked for one of the big construction companies. He'd worked for Bechtel and Kellogg Brown and Root, and he'd been involved in all these humongous excavation projects, and he came down with metals poisoning, heavy metals poisoning, and every doctor he went to told him it was all in his head, because all of the hospitals got a whole lot of funds from these same corporations and were under orders not to to sever any trails to their activities in regard to diseases. So when he took his heavy metals pollution disease to the doctors, they told him it was all in his head.
Exactly. And we had a really ridiculous case here in North Carolina where I live. There's a military base, Camp Lejeune, which had been poisoned, as many military bases are. All kinds of pollutants go into the groundwater from, you know, the airplanes and different things. I mean, there's so many layers to the poisoning of the people. And 30 years after these military people and their families started coming down with all kinds of cancers and different things, they're still saying, you know, they can't be sure, you know, if that's what it's from. Although now they're starting to talk about possibly, you know, giving them some kind of financial reward, but of course they wait 30 years because many of the people are already dead. So this is how it works. And let me just say, we have a question from a listener, Antoinette in Delaware, asking about organs being stolen from people. I just want to comment on that. First of all, almost every disease for which a transplant is recommended is caused by vaccines to begin with. You know, all of internal medicine is actually vaccine-induced diseases. But yes, there have been many cases in the mainstream media about how they're actually stealing organs from people, especially, you know, people that die in prison. There are certain populations that are more likely to have their organs stolen. But, you know, this is just one of many things that's going on. And, you know, like we both say all the time, people have to open their eyes to this. It's hard to face reality. We're dealing with demons. There's no other word for them. These people are pure evil. They have no conscience. And the way I divide the population is you either have a conscience or you're a psychopath, period. And unfortunately, they have ways to create psychopaths. There's actually a study being done by MIT where they actually gave magnetic pulses to people to remove their moral conscience. And when you find out that things like that are being done, it's very obvious they want to make more people into psychopaths to make them less obvious.
We talk about Talmudic science. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I made the point earlier that there's a certain darkness that permeates all these professions, and I use just the three examples, medicine, religion, government, where in all circumstances, we're forced to accept lies as truth. And we see that in politics, where pretty much the entire American population is still okay with us going overseas and sacrificing thousands of our sons and daughters over an alleged story that there are bad guys there that we need to dispatch. And in medicine, it's the same way. You're forced to accept this arbitrary statement from a doctor saying you have this certain disease and we're going to give you this medicine, which never cures it.
Right.
It only palliates it at best and usually doesn't do much for it at all. So this is the darkness I'm talking about that prevents us from actually accurately perceiving what is going on. I mean, we saw it in the coverage of the 9/11 caper, where most of the world is still grudgingly accepts that Arab terrorists knocked down those buildings, when 10 years and tens of thousands of people who have investigated the matter know that the whole thing is a tissue of lies. And this is, you know, this is, I'm a one-trick pony on this. I will be for the rest of my life and maybe beyond. That it's the 9/11 lie that has made everything that has happened since just the compound of that lie. So that all of the political debate that's happening now is based on that lie. And that's the darkness that overtakes all of politics. But when you said it's up to people to open their eyes, you know, I got some bad news about that. When you look at the trajectory over time, you know, I like to compare things. I'm kind of an amateur epidemiologist, and I like to make lists and compare things and see where the glitches are. When you look at the trajectory of false flag terror from 1990 to the present, which is only 22 years, you have several signal things that everybody knows. Waco, Oklahoma City, World Trade Center 1, World Trade Center 2, 7-7 in London, the Bali explosion, the Madrid explosion, all of these things attributed to this worldwide Al-Qaeda terrorist group, right?
Right.
And it's like most of the American people who spend their time watching television believe all that. They can cite the list and give you the name of the so-called Islamic terrorists who did it, when in fact Islamic terrorists didn't do any of it. It was all done by the CIA and the Mossad to get the American people to sign on to this war on the world that's going on. So everything that is talked about in current politics, from the mainstream drivel between Obama and Romney down to the supposedly intelligent commentary of alternative observers, it's all predicated on a lie. I mean, we've gone that much deeper into unreality by all of this talk post 9/11 of what's going on in the world, because it's all been false, because America, with Jewish help, has created Al-Qaeda to serve as an ubiquitous enemy around the world, because they ran out of countries to pillage, and now they're going around making sure every single country, and this is all above board now. They're talking about this openly in Washington, where we're funding the Syrian terrorists to destroy that government as a precursor to destroying Iran and getting every country in the world under the aegis of the Jewish World Bank. And there is some resistance going on in countries. I was surveying South America the other day, and I have some contacts down there, and it's like Uruguay has legalized marijuana, and Argentina is supposedly trying to get control of their own finances, despite the fact that the Jewish World Bank is still treating them pretty heavy-handedly because they didn't pay back their loans. They just told the World Bank to go to hell. Now, Chile, on the other hand, is pretty much Jewish now. The Israelis are packed into southern Chile. The Bushes own Paraguay. as we come up to the northern part of South America, we've got Ecuador trying to help Julian Assange, and we've got Venezuela supposedly lined up with Cuba in the remaining so-called communist camp, and that's not the alternative we think it is. That's just another Jewish program deployed in that direction. So, and I use South America, I don't want to go through every continent, but every continent is locked up by this Jewish spin machine and forced to accept this artificial reality and all these lies about what's going on. And we can't even have an intelligent conversation about the political situation in the world, which includes Vladimir Putin's closest advisors being Shabbat Lubavitchers. We have the totalitarian society already in place. And what is going on now in Syria and what happened in Libya and all these other countries that are being destabilized in Europe is merely the final settling in of the Jewish financial machine and the Jewish guillotine controlling absolutely every country in the world. So in that respect, the game is over. It's already over. And all of this protestation about Ron Paul and all this other shit, it's nonsense. The only way that any of this can be stopped, any bit of this can be stopped, is for everyone in the world to realize who the Jews are and what they have done to the world. And when you do, when you really finally realize it, you will just be apoplectic in horror, and more importantly, you'll be in fear of your life, because everyone's life is in danger now. We've all been poisoned by the radiation, by the biotech foods, by the electrical frequencies. None of this is being discussed in the alternative media. A lot of it has been shunted into the New Age sites, which in the minds of many people automatically delegitimizes it, which is too bad. But there's so much subjectivity in there. When you get into the whole UFO thing, it's just another distraction.
Yeah.
Only one thing we should be thinking about, and that is that we are not in control of our own lives. Our lives are being systematically taken away from us. The next generation is totally screwed, and it's all because of this Jewish philosophy governing medicine, money, the media, and everything else. And that philosophy is that it's okay to kill anybody to get what you want. And for my money, that misses the main point of life, because the main point of life is not how many toys we can compile. It's how many lights we can turn on. And when we do that, the brightness from that makes the idea of piling up toys ludicrous. That's not what life is about. And yet the demons who run the media, the demons who control the money, have convinced everyone that their way is the right way and the only way. And that's what the world has to break out of if we're ever going to have any shot at sanity and survival.
Exactly. And I just want to mention, I encourage all the listeners to look at a map of the Mideast, the countries surrounding Israel, Egypt, Syria, Iraq, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. The only country that is not yet in Israel's target is Saudi Arabia, and I'm sure that's because they worked out some Zionist deal in the background. But in fact, it's self-evident. Let me just say, it's self-evident. You see, the Muslims know about usury. And usury is how the Zionist banksters are stealing everything through this whole debt system. And of course, in this country, it's being done by the Federal Reserve. And when you realize that, that's going to help you understand why they're targeting all these different countries. In fact, in my mind, one of the biggest heroes on the planet is President Ahmadinejad from Iran. There was actually an article in my local Charlotte Observer yesterday, 8-18-12, on page 8A. You can access it at charlotteobserver.com. Iranian President: Israel is an insult to humankind. He actually made this statement on Friday, and says the very existence of the Zionist regime is an insult to humankind and an affront to all world nations. Confronting Zionists will also pave the way for saving the whole humankind from exploitation, depravity, and misery. He's the only one that's saying the truth. And look what they're threatening him with. Yes, we're going to bomb you. In fact, Iran has almost no military. You know, whether or not they have an intention to make a nuclear weapon, Israel has all kinds of nuclear weapons. And the whole idea of nuclear weapons is insane, of course. And this was also started by, you know, Albert Einstein and other Zionists who created this technology to begin with. But you see, this man speaks the truth. And this is why he's been made into the boogeyman.
Yeah, that's happened a lot over time. It's like Iran. This is a great ad for Islam, actually, because Iran is the moral force in the world. This is an innocent victim of Israeli insanity, is what it is. It is the what would you call it? It is the intent of Israel to keep every country surrounding it in a destabilized condition. That's why they scrambled Iraq like that. And they want to do the same thing with Iran. The real story in all this is Libya, where they're just going around murdering all of Gaddafi's supporters, tribe by tribe, and turning that into, I guess, kind of what Cuba was before Castro went there. They're turning it into the whorehouse of Europe. They've stolen all Gaddafi's money, which he had a lot of money. Unfortunately, it was in banks in London. They wanted all of his oil, has the most oil in Africa, and mostly they wanted that water, because water, it's like nobody's talking about water wars, but they're going on. And so I saw a story the other day where Gaddafi had a Jewish mother. And he was rather ostentatious, but I'm forever in Gaddafi's debt for that YouTube he made talking about how Israel killed JFK. He's the only world leader. He and Hitler are the only world leaders who ever talked openly about the Jews. So if Gaddafi had a Jewish mother, I guess that's proof that Jews can be reclaimed somewhat. I'd like to think that's true. I haven't seen much evidence of it. But what we're doing to the world, and this is the whole thing. I mean, how was everyone brought up? I had ordinary parents. They didn't know that much, but they worked hard and they did their best. And, of course, we don't have that anymore. All the families have been deliberately split into single families as part of the neutering of the American male. And all of the kids who grow up now are totally unbalanced. Geez, I read a story the other day about a boy who was brought up with homosexual parents, and he was trying to escape that whole thing, and it was totally insane. He was in his 30s, and he had had all these conflicts throughout his life. So this whole thing about, I don't mean to get into this, but this whole thing about gays being normal and just like everyone else, that has ripped this country apart. It's like, you know, putting homosexuals in the Boy Scouts. I mean, come on. These things that are insane, demonstrably insane, we have been made to believe that they're sane and they're real. And it's like, that's why reality has slipped away from us. We have spent our lives in our diversions and our vocations without realizing that there's been a tremendous creep, a mission creep, they call it, throughout the 20th century, but particularly since Reagan, where George Bush took things over, and all of the recognitions of things like honor and integrity and loyalty, all of those things went out the window for the bottom line when we got criminals in there. And we've had criminal presidents ever since who speak in rhetorical, metaphorical language about how they're there to help the people, but none of them ever do it because they're all operated by the people who allow them to run. And this is the dark. This is part of the darkness that permeates everything, that everybody has to wake up and see that all of these politicians who are signed on to the idea that Muslims did 9/11 are actually participating in the criminal conspiracy of the extermination of most of the American people.
Exactly. And I don't have the number of the resolution passed by Congress, but in fact, people may not realize that our corrupt Congress, the Sanhedrin, actually passed a resolution that pretty much dealt back Israel no matter what Israel does. And of course, Cynthia McKinney, one of the few people of conscience that was in Congress, the reason they railroaded her out is because she refused to go along with that. And of course, that's the penalty for, you know, standing up and saying, no, we're not going to allow our country to be occupied by Zionists. This is happening, you know, all the branches of government have been corrupted by this demonic force. And in fact, our country is occupied. Our government is occupied by these monsters. These puppets in Washington, the District of Criminals, they just do what they're told to do. And it's true for all layers of government. Basically, they go along with what the Zionist agenda is because that's how they get to play their role. They get to make all their trips and, you know, all the different perks that they get as long as they go along with the Zionist agenda. In fact, it cracks me up. You know, the mainstream media is being flooded now with all this garbage about the election, Obama versus Romney, and what are the polls showing, all this stuff. It's just a distraction. In fact, I forget who it was that sent me an email saying that what this person is predicting is that, in fact, when push comes to shove at the Republican convention, that basically there will be some kind of a problem where they will actually decide to put Jeb Bush in instead of Romney. And this makes total sense because, of course, the Bushes are totally in league with these people, if you want to call them people. I don't know what they are, but they don't have a conscience. And so for people to believe that they even have a choice is ridiculous. I mean, I will never vote. I voted once in my life. I will never vote again. I'm not going to waste my time nor the gas to get to whatever polling station. There are so many ways they can corrupt things. The Electoral College to begin with, you know, the voting machine fraud that's going on. It doesn't matter who you vote for. Not that you have an actual choice, because the minions being put up for election are only there because they've agreed to go along with the Zionist agenda. But they're going to put in who they want to put in. And it doesn't matter who's in anyways, because the Zionist agenda will continue until the people wake up and realize how they've been defrauded on so many levels.
The television weighs heavily in their favor, where none of the real issues are discussed. None of the real events of the world are reported. All we get is a spin of what they would like us to believe about it. And one of the things that's really appalling me now is how openly the government is saying, yes, we're funding the rebels in Syria to destabilize Syria. And I mean, this whole thing just happened in Libya, and still, I mean, I was talking earlier about the trajectory of events increasing, the severity of these false flag events over the last 20 years has increased each time, and each time they pull off a caper and get away with it. I first started noticing this after Waco in Oklahoma City. If they get away with it, which they do, the O.J. Simpson trial was another key example of these psyops. Once they get away with what they say is true, they think they can do it again. They know they can do it again. And this is really what has happened throughout the whole 20th century, is that they've done one preposterous thing after another, and then they say, oh, look back at our great tradition. It's a tradition of deception and thievery and murder and needless experimentation on people. So I mentioned that earlier when you said we have to get, or it looks like more people are opening up their eyes. And that's a nice thing to say, and it makes us feel better, but I think the opposite is true, because the intensity of these false flag disasters is increasing. The magnitude of them is increasing. We started out with a little massacre in Texas, and then we blew up a building in Oklahoma City, and then we went for the big one at the Twin Towers. And then what followed were these gargantuan wars. So they're increasing. And it's not only the wars, but it is the attacks, the domestic attacks on us with the HAARP-caused forest fires and the controlled droughts. Weather is a force multiplier. All of the stuff that's in the food now, the revelations about wheat. It's closing, this darkness is closing in on us from all sides. And, you know, it's a simple answer, and everybody will say, oh, he's a hater. But the whole thing is a Jewish operation. You can see how it works in the Talmud and in the Protocols of Zion. And when you read those two documents, you realize that the people who wrote these things are insane. And it is this insanity that is gripping the world. And until we realize that we're not here to aggrandize ourselves as much as we're here to further life on this planet, to maintain it, to nurture it, rather than prostitute it and pervert it, we're going down hard, and everybody's going down hard right now.
Exactly, and you mentioned the Protocols of Zion. I always like to read the last sentence from the 10th Protocol, because in one sentence, it tells exactly what they're doing. And, of course, you know, once this translation was made into England, into English, and was spread pretty much throughout the world, and people got a hold of it, you know, it was basically touted by the Zionists, oh, this is a fraud, it's a cartoon. Well, just listen to this one sentence and see if this is not happening right under your noses. It is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, starvation, by the inoculation of diseases, so that the goy see no other issue than to take refuge in our complete sovereignty and money and in all else. That one sentence tells us exactly what's going on. And you see, in my opinion, all the false flags they do, it's just waking up more people. There is going to come a time where we have a critical mass of people that are awake, and it's very important for people to get healthy and get their brains working so that they can comprehend this information, because it is very daunting. But there will come a time where the people will realize, like I said, you're already dead, and if you don't stand up now, because this year is going to be critical in their agenda, they're really bringing down the boots now, if you don't do something, and you have to leave it up to your own conscience to decide what that's going to be. But your very survival is being threatened on so many levels.
It's hard to tell people that. You know, I think about the old duffers that live in my neighborhood, and they can't get any of that. Not only that, they're not able to stand up. There's so many people in this country who can't stand up. That's why I realized when I was thinking about how the federal government needs to be dissolved, because it is really the American federal government is the chief instrument of evil in the world. It's not protecting anybody except the very rich. But when I realize how many people are plugged into the federal system, getting assistance in one way or another, who are really like barely alive, or the assistance that they receive from the federal government, those people would be dead in a week if the plug were suddenly pulled. And that's, you're talking about many millions of people. So that's not entirely realistic. It's not entirely fair, even though that may happen if the government crashes and they decide to cut back on all these services that they always do. Sometimes I think that's just the natural pruning of the population, but it seems they're going out of their way now to eliminate the middle class so that we're all serfs and slaves, and And that's the way society is going. I don't know that it can be stopped. But a lot of people are going to get crushed beneath the wheel when that happens.
Well, it is happening. And, of course, it's obvious that they're taking out the middle class. And, in fact, it gets very difficult. Once they steal your home and you're out on the street, you know, what are you going to do? And, you know, should you steal a loaf of bread to feed your family, of course, you'll end up in jail while the criminals creating all these crimes against humanity continue to go free. One of the most obvious situations to me was when this Corzine minion from New Jersey, you know, basically lost how many billions of dollars of his company's funds. I forget how many billions it was. This I'm blanking out on the name of the company now. But anyways, you know, they showed up on C-SPAN, him, you know, testifying in front of Congress saying, gee, I don't know where the money went. You know, I mean, how does this happen? And people are watching this and they say, well, I guess we have a different legal system for the elites versus the rest of us. Why are people allowing this to happen? It's just mind-boggling.
Well, we surely do. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing about a government that depends on deceiving its people is not really the kind of government that we want. And that's the kind of government that we have. I mean, it's all behind the scenes pork barrel. And, you know, somebody might say that's the way life really is, but it's not the way life should be. And of course, you can't get into shoulds, but, it would seem that the elimination of suffering would be the most important duty of a federal government. And, they're actually creating the suffering in many instances by keeping people from realizing their own opportunities. I mean, when you think about what NAFTA did in the 90s, there were thousands of people in Miami in a protest you never heard about who had the shit beat out of them by the police trying to stop that thing. They didn't stop it. All the jobs are gone now, and it's directly because of NAFTA. And still, people like Bill Clinton can appear on television, and their fans will still adore them and treat them as celebrities when, in fact, they are monumental criminals who have committed unspeakable crimes against the American people by passing these awful pieces of legislation that they have received millions of dollars to pass. And that's, again, that's the darkness. Yes, it's the political reality, but it is so out of balance now in favor of the international banker plantation owners who are manipulating the world into doing their bidding, and the little people are being crushed by it. They don't count. The only way that that can be solved is for viable communities to spring up, and that's, I was going to say this a few minutes ago, resistance in America is not going to happen except in the remote rural areas where people actually know their neighbors. Because there are no neighborhoods in Americans anymore. And I don't think there are any real serious social groups either. There are all these drinking clubs and social organizations, but there are no cohesive bands of neighborhood, well, you wouldn't call them gangs, but you'd call them neighbors who will pull together. America's been totally fragmented, and there are no neighborhoods like that anymore. So there's no neighborhood resistance to this creeping totalitarianism that's coming. The only possible resistance to it would be a unanimous denouncing of what they are doing. And I think because the Jews have control of the media apparatus, that's just not going to happen.
Well, I just want to mention one of the problems in terms of communities is that there's an entity called InfraGuard where regular citizens can now be paid. I think it's by the CIA. It might be the FBI. Check it out for yourself, folks. InfraGuard, I N an FRA guard, where you can basically report your neighbors. You know, if they're doing anything, you know, that could be called against the government or speaking out or whatever the case may be, you know, they can spy on their neighbors and they can get paid for turning them in. And, of course, you know, these people don't realize they're being killed as well, but, you know, so many have sold their soul for cash. In terms of NAFTA, it always amazes me. We hear both of these candidates talking about how they're going to bring jobs back to America and blah, blah, blah. Yes, of course, the reason the jobs left is because they created these alleged trade agreements, which actually rewards companies for going overseas. And, of course, both parties were involved in this. So, you know, they just need to basically, you know, eradicate that agreement. And then they got CAFTA. I mean, they keep coming up with more of them. So, basically, that's the problem. And, you know, never did they address the actual problem because they created it. The other thing I just wanted to mention, you were talking about suffering. This is one of the big problems in terms of where religion comes in, because people are told to offer their suffering up to God. You know, in other words, suffering is good for you. It's going to make you stronger. Well, of course, if you go out of your mind, if you kill yourself, if you go postal, whatever the case may be, if you're not strong enough to deal, you know, with the things that you've been put through, how is that helping you? And I also wanted to mention there's a very important telecast on C-SPAN. You can access it on C-SPAN.org. It aired on August 4th, where they had a little talk by the Carnegie Institute of International Peace, where Secretary of State, which Hillary Clinton, was invited to talk about international religious freedoms after the State Department released its international report on religious freedoms. And it was amazing that this witch actually basically said that governments use religion to light a match where they want to stoke a fire for their own purposes. So basically, this is why they want all this religious dissension and such to occur, because this gives them an excuse to do what they're doing. And, you know, this idea of democracy, we're just spreading our democracy, which is like a Talmudic virus, you know, spreading it, especially throughout the Middle East. These people don't want our version of democracy.
No, well, no, we don't want it either.
Right. Exactly. Okay, we're getting a listener asking a question. Okay, which Bush did I mention? Jeb, J-E-B, the only Bush that hasn't been president in that family. Somebody's asking a question. What solution do they offer to homosexual individuals? I don't understand that question. What solution? In my opinion, they're creating another distraction, okay? Because it's truly amazing. People that are homosexual, which let me just say, I have many clients who are homosexual, and I've never had one that wasn't sexually abused as a child. So, you know, basically, there's many reasons for them going down that road. But, of course, by, you know, making all this idea of homosexuals being allowed to marry, I mean, you know, that to me, that's such an insane concept to begin with. Why would you want to get married? Because then you get to get divorced, and then you get to go to court, okay? Just, you know, hang out together, have a civil union, whatever the case may be. You know, why would you want to get more involved and have the government involved in your life in any way, shape, or form? And then the caller's asking a question, would they recommend a Pray It Away program? Praying it away, no. The bottom line is people have to realize why all these things are happening. What makes people become homosexual? There's a reason. And that's not the only reason. I don't have time to get into that at this point. The bottom line is this is divide and conquer. They are dividing people in every way they can. And, of course, the religious thing is one of the main ways they divide and conquer. It cracked me up when they had this whole big thing with Chick-fil-A. I forget the guy that owns the company, and he came out and said he was against homosexual marriage. So people were going in droves to Chick-fil-A here where I live in North Carolina. You know, there was lines around the block on a Friday a few couple weeks ago. People, you know, going to Chick-fil-A to buy poison food to support the guy who came up that said that homosexual marriage is wrong. I mean, it's hilarious. They're feeding garbage to people, but they're going to buy it just because he said something. You know, it's just a total mind wipe. As you talk about in your document, the mind lock, which is so important, you said that every single one of philosophical or religious arguments rests on two indefensible rationalizations, that theirs is the only way to salvation and redemption, and that this reward is not only guaranteed but not even challengeable as a rational product of the human mind. And this is a mind lock. And yes, in fact, religion is the primary way that they're putting people into this mind lock position. And this is especially obvious with the evangelical Christians. It amazes me, who have, of course, been infiltrated by the Zionists. But you have people like John Hagee and Pat Robertson. They're all about war. Let's go kill the Muslims. Okay. Well, what about thou shalt not kill? I mean, what happened to that?
I noticed there were Chick-fil-A was kicked out of 60 college campuses. And that's because the Jews control all the colleges in America.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to say that, all the colleges have their gay chapters and Jewish speakers coming around promoting homosexuality. So that's kind of the reality we have in American culture now, despite there never being sufficient debate about the 1983 American Psychiatric Association vote to say that homosexuality was no longer social deviance, but it was now an alternative lifestyle. That was a major accomplishment of the Jewish destabilization template. And one of the key reasons why now we have homosexual allegations surrounding our last two American presidents, many members of Congress. Well, the members of Congress are openly gay. Where we have accepted that into our national social fabric has done terrible damage to the stability of the concept of the American family. Terrible.
Well, damage. And let me also mention the health damage, and this is something I have not talked about before. The purpose of the rectum and anus is for defecation. Okay, its purpose is not for, you know, sexual intercourse. And one of the things that people don't realize, if you continue to violate the anus, it actually loses its muscle tone. People don't realize that many people that engage in sodomy end up with colostomy bags because they lose all the tone in their anus and the poop just spills out. So this, the health aspects of this alone, you know, they talk about sexually transmitted diseases and stuff. Well, most of those diseases, like AIDS, were created by the mad scientists to begin with. But in fact, the very action that these people undergo is actually going to really cause them health problems down the road. Nobody ever talks about that.
No, I don't like talking about it, actually.
Right. Exactly. It's an ugly thing. Okay, I want to mention something that you'll get a kick out of. This was in my local paper, CharlotteObserver.com, yesterday, August 18th, on page 2E. Rabbis aim to inject more morality into business. A group of rabbis has designed a course to use age-old Jewish teachings to help infuse some morality into economics. Run by the ROHR, R-O-H-R, Jewish Learning Institute, which is affiliated with the Chabad Lubavitch movement of Orthodox Jewry, which you mentioned before, that advises Putin. Money Matters is offered at more than 350 locations in 22 countries. when the students first come to the course, they may respect the Torah and the Talmud, which they describe as a 2,000-year-old compendium of Jewish oral law and biblical commentary. Well, like I said, check out tidbits from the Talmud. Find out what's really in there. Actually, this course is taken by many lawyers who get continuing legal education credit for it in 22 states. And there's rabbis, professors, and at least one federal judge involved in this course. Where they teach, they have no problem, Judaism has no problem with affluence or the fact that not everyone is going to have the same amount of money. And then they go on to say that Judaism does not always demand that an employer pay a living wage and all kinds of other stuff. But it just really cracked me up that now the rabbis have this course on Jewish business ethics. I mean, if that's not an oxymoron, I don't know what is.
Well, that's the thing people don't realize. Most Americans have no clue. When you start talking about Jews, they say, oh, you're one of those. You're one of those haters who doesn't believe in the Holocaust. And the fact of the matter is that they own every business in one way or the other. They own every business in America. They own every major industry. And it's presented on television that they don't, that they're just our fellow Americans. But for the longest time, if you're not a Jew, you're not going to get ahead in business. That's just the way. You have to be extremely smart in order to avoid all the pitfalls that await you, because you have no favor indications to get ahead. Cynthia McKinney might have pointed it out in Congress, but in all the big corporations of the world, the people who get ahead are the insiders who are Jews, who are handed these giant companies like Mark Zuckerberg. So in many ways, the Jewish takeover of the world has already been accomplished, only it hasn't been announced yet. But it's like everywhere we look, there's a Jewish complication to every situation in the world, whether it's military or educational. I shudder to think about American schools now, what they're being taught in schools. I mean, they're being taught that Osama bin Laden was recently killed.
Right.
They're being taught, I don't know what they're teaching about 9/11, but it has to involve Muslim terrorists.
Right.
I don't want to sound too dire, but it's a sad situation, because most of the people who are pointing out most of the problems are all very old, who have been very experienced and learned a lot from life rather than what they've been told. And while there are some notable examples of young people who are following along this line, most of them have been seduced away by organizations that are secretly controlled by Jews, like Alex Jones. And they're wooed away from the harder stances about Jews by these wonderful explanations of stories and disasters that are going on and all of these plausible scenarios. But all of these news sites never cut to the heart of the problem, and that's why they keep persisting generation after generation. It's the power of money able to buy anybody who might get in the way, and if they can't buy them off, they kill them. And you know, a couple hundred years of that in America has produced a power structure that is totally dominated by Jews in every profession, in every industry, in every science. And the net result of it is, throughout the 20th century, that decisions have been made on the basis of profitability rather than on the basis of health. And we have what we have today, a totally polluted environment, senseless financial policies. Nobody knows how much money they have, because the latest pronouncements from Wall Street, which have been admitted to be false. I mean, this LIBOR scandal, as if there were any sanity to the financial situation at all, the LIBOR scandal wiped it all out. So nobody really knows what the financial situation is, except that China and the Jews have pretty much gotten control of all the hard goods and much of the real estate in the world, so that there's no redress in any way, in any legal way, to any of the problems we have, because they've got it sewn up on just all levels. They have practically every country in the world. So the only way that that these people can be overthrown or disposed of is to everybody to rise up and say, no, this is not what we want. We don't want a constant wars and all this stuff. They're totally unnecessary, and they're all caused by same bankers who pit two groups against each other, who appear to be opposed to each other, and they finance both of them until one of them wins and they make money off both of them. And this whole philosophy of conflict resolution, it's like the way humans have always done it, but it hasn't gained anybody anything for very long, except a lot of needless deaths. We don't have to be doing any of this. There's plenty of money in the world for everyone. There's plenty of food in the world for everyone. And it's the people who operate the choke points on both of those things, who are almost exclusively Jews, no matter where you are in the world, are the ones who are strangling the rest of the people on the planet. And it's time to wake up to this, because if we don't wake up to this, we're all going to be dead, and they're going to be continuing to do their thing of plundering the planet, and it's not going to last much longer.
And there's two excellent things. Well, the first is a book I strongly suggest people get, a very short and cheap book you can get from Amazon, entitled The Jews and Their Lies. It was written by Dr. Martin Luther in 1543, and it's pretty amazing. Because he basically laid it out in here. You know, there are people that have been trying to point out these psychopaths throughout time, but this is the farthest back I've been able to find, 1543, that he wrote this book. There's also a very excellent YouTube you can access called The Eternal Jew from the 1940s, which basically shows what really happened with the Jews. They went from country to country. They used their Talmudic philosophy to lie, cheat, and steal everything from the people in the countries in which they invaded. And then they were kicked out, and then they went to another country. So apparently the only thing that can be done is for, you know, them to be put exiled someplace, on an island somewhere, I don't know. There's actually an individual, I forget her name, who proposed the idea that they be sent to Siberia, in a certain area of Siberia, and let them lie, cheat, steal, and kill each other. Leave the rest of us alone. But I also wanted to mention, it's not just the fake wars, of course. Everything that's happening, this idea of disaster capitalism, all the disasters that are happening, almost every single one of them, these are not acts of God. These are things happening because of the harp machine in Alaska and other places, as well as the chemtrails and things of that nature, causing tsunamis, earthquakes, you name it. As a matter of fact, there was a couple of earthquakes recently here in Iran. I suspect those were, not acts of God, if you know what I mean. And whatever they do, they're making money off these things. And just the idea of capitalism by itself, I just want to state, the mainstream media is always talking about how great capitalism is. We don't have capitalism here. Let me use medicine as an example. If you use natural therapies, they're going to go after your license. They're going to try to destroy you, perhaps even kill you. If you go along with the Zionist-created medical mafia, which actually there's an excellent book by that name, The Medical Mafia, written by Canadian physician Guylaine Ling-Tote, which you can get on the internet. They try to take away her license just for writing that book. She goes back and gives the history of how the Rockefellers came in the early 1900s, took over medicine, got rid of all the homeopathic medical schools, and basically brought about Big Pharma. And as long as you go along with, that kind of toxic poisoning of your patients in order to, like you said, hopefully suppress their symptoms but always cause more side effects, then they'll leave you alone and they'll perhaps let you have a Mercedes in your driveway. But if you stand up and talk about nutrition and other things of that nature, all of a sudden you become a problem, and that's going to result in very severe difficulties for anybody that tells the truth. I also wanted to mention, in regards to you talking about rescuing reality from the spin machine, what we have to do is identify the true terrorists and their laws created to carry out terrorism under the guise of protection. And it's amazing to me that the Anti-Defamation League, which is affiliated with Homeland Security, ding, 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 claims that hate crimes against Zionists, you know, basically if you talk about what the Jews are doing, you're committing a hate crime. In fact, try to call into C-SPAN and even bring up the word Zionist or Israel, they'll cut you off immediately. It's really amazing. You could talk about Muslims till the cows come home, but you cannot mention the Jews and what they're doing because they will cut you right off. And now one of the most amazing things I saw, because I monitor television all the time to see what they're feeding the sheep, on the HLN network on August 18th, they had a story about how this Zionist group, American Freedom Defense Initiative, is now placing billboards all over New York City train stations promoting Islamo-realism, stating that 19,250 deadly Islamic attacks have occurred since 9/11, and that those attacks are counting, when in fact the Mossad is responsible for almost all of this. And, you know, this is what people have to realize. They're allowed to do whatever they want. They're allowed to say whatever they want. And, of course, if we refute these statements or policies, we become, you know, anti-Semitic or haters. And another amazing thing that I heard today on C-SPAN, Washington Journal, they had a little segment on the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. You know, this is so hilarious, you can't make this stuff up. They had some Kareem Sajapour, a senior associate for Middle East programs of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, to talk about Iranian involvement in Syrian conflict. You know, let's blame Iran. They're involved in the Syrian conflict, so this is a reason for us to go after both countries. But he did state that the Carnegie Endowment is the oldest foreign affairs think tank, founded in 1910 by Andrew Carnegie, who at that time was the richest man in the world in today's money worth greater than $100 billion with a B dollars. He allegedly endowed this think tank with a mission to foster the cause of international peace. Yet, isn't it amazing how what they're actually doing is speaking out against Iran and how they're causing more problems in Syria, and therefore, you know, we have to get rid of these people. So it's another excellent example of the spin machine and all of these think tanks who they have on C-SPAN all the time. It's just amazing to me that have, you know, an obvious agenda. They're all run by the Jews, and it gives them an opportunity to give their, you know, corrupt view of things to just suck the people in and make them think that, yes, we have to go after the boogeyman, when actually the boogeyman is them.
It makes me think a little about the 1950s, when maybe this part of this argument was first shaped. The Army McCarthy hearings, where Joe McCarthy, driven by Eustace Mullins, named many communists in the government. And CBS and Edward R. Murrow went on the attack against McCarthy, calling him a paranoid reactionary, and I think they dug up some untoward thing from his past, a very minor thing, and also had a mole lawyer on his staff, Roy Cohn. And McCarthy was made to look like a fool in the public eye because CBS said he was, you know, anti-progressive and a Neanderthal, and basically did him in with that ad hominem stuff, but the American people bought it and accepted these very liberal Democrats like Franklin Roosevelt in the as their leaders, and in this way the Jews gained a new respectability and acceptance in the minds of American people and became much more major players in American politics, which of course was accelerated with the assassination of Jack Kennedy and the ascendance to the White House of Lyndon Johnson, who some people say had Jewish ancestry, but who certainly increased all sorts of welfare programs and ratcheted up aid to Israel. That was a key part of the Jewish takeover of America, was getting rid of Kennedy and putting Johnson in there, because ever since then, and coincidentally, it was during that period when in the 1960s when the Holocaust actually became a topic of conversation. Prior to that time, there had been a couple of people claiming it, but there was no major outreach about the Holocaust. And ever since that time, we have had television programs and newspaper articles about Holocaust survivors and all sorts of other social reinforcements of the Holocaust myths, without once ever mentioning, except for really underground people like Mullins and Ramsey and Carr and some other people who were trying to get the truth out, but were like laughed out of the mainstream media as right-wing reactionaries. So what I'm saying is, back in the 50s and 60s, the groundwork was laid for this acceptance of Jews as normal members of society. And boy, if there's one thing they're not, it's normal members of society, because of this incredible network that they have set up that has just consumed the entirety of American culture. And, you know, a Jew would argue, well, we earned it. Well, yes, they did earn it, but as they earned it, they continued to get support from the hidden hand in various ways that kind of eased their passage to success, and probably more importantly, aced out a lot of other people who might have been more qualified but weren't Jewish. And in this way, the entire business world, the entire academic world, the entire medical world is totally Jewish control now. And we can expect no compassion. We can expect no genuine desire to produce healthy products, only products that can be sold that people think will improve their health. Those are the only products they sell. They don't sell any products that actually help you. And
exactly. And in fact, they've actually infiltrated alternative medicine now. You know, the big pharma is buying up lots of alternative medicine companies, putting all kinds of additives like magnesium stearate that actually destroy health. Everything that they're doing. But I also wanted to mention, in regards to the Holocaust, you mentioned in your document, as I said, was labeled "The Yankee Dog is now certified as kosher." That in 1947, the Associated Press actually reported that only 87,000 people died in the German work camps of World War II. I found that quite amazing. Obviously, that was before the Jews took over the media. So how did that 87,000 figure get, increased to 6 million? How did that happen? That's some amazing mathological, translation.
Well, that's a whole thing that goes back into the late 19th century. They've always been using the 6 million figure as some kind of religious signal that they send to each other. But that is just emblematic. It's just typical of the artificial reality that we've been fed. It's like, you know, from the Warren Commission to the 9/11 Commission, we have a clumsy cover-up going on about what is really going on. And until we lift the lid on that, we're going to continue to be diminished and destroyed by this out-of-control process that is totally run by Jews and of benefit to no one except them. How many trillions of dollars in the past few years have been shipped out of the United States to some Jewish vacation spot, and no one's been arrested for it because the Supreme Court is Jewish, the Congress is Jewish, and there is when they created the Department of Homeland Security, it was only for the Jews. It's only for the rich. It's to protect the rich, and it is in fact now making war on the rest of us who are not rich. And you know, this may be, I wish I could say this might be what the election hinges on, but I think it's going to hinge on, I mean, it doesn't really matter who gets elected amongst the two that we have running. It absolutely does not matter. But we have to understand what this darkness is that permeates all of our lives. It's deliberately manufactured to keep us from being ourselves, to keep us from fulfilling our own potential, because they want to use us, they want to harvest us, they want to profit from us. The people who make these social decisions, widespread social decisions, and then have the money to implement these same decisions, they don't care about any individual people. They just care about their ledger books. And you know, as long as that attitude pervades the world, there's really no hope for any of us. I like to think life is bigger than that, but when you're out of money, it becomes the central issue. So I guess that's what everybody's going to stay focused on, and you can't focus on it because there's so much shape-shifting, there's so much song and dance, there's so much changing of the rules. They have no rules. They put out these rules for other people to follow, and as with the LIBOR scandal, they always put a little hedge in there for themselves. And this is, you know, it starts right there. It's all criminal behavior that has been legalized because these guys have taken over the government. They have legalized their own crimes, and they punish everyone else for the same crimes. And that's the darkness. That's the double standard. And you said it before, there's only one way to combat that, and that's you have to figure it all out for yourself. But in this day and age, with the firepower that they have, that's not going to do us too much good unless we band together and say, no, these guys are ridiculous. These guys are criminals. They shouldn't be running to be our leaders. They should be in prison awaiting trial.
Exactly. As you said, our leaders are war criminals who need to be arrested immediately on easily provable charges of treason, accessory to mass murder, and widespread obstruction of justice. And if only the lower-level military, because, of course, the high-level military, they're all controlled by these same puppet masters. But if the low-level military, who took an oath to protect and serve the people from, you know, terrorists within, would just wake up and realize who's actually causing all of this stuff. And you know that they see it. I actually heard on National Public Radio on Friday, there was an interview of some guy who got an engineering degree, and he wanted to go into, you know, the private sector, but his parents both lost their jobs, and so he decided to sign up for the military. And so now he's making $50,000 a year to participate in this false war situation. And that's another thing that's being done. As there's no jobs here for young men and women, they're signing up with the military. They're being injected with vaccines that are basically going to cause their death and destruction over time. They're being asked to do things which are crimes against humanity, and they're going along with the program, although many of them that have a conscience are committing suicide, are coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder. I figured out a long time ago that those are the soldiers that have a conscience. Of course, we have many psychopaths signing up for the military who love to kill. So those people don't have post-traumatic stress disorder. The ones that do are the ones that have a conscience and they have to face what they have done. But if only they could wake up and realize where the problem is, perhaps there would be, you know, some kind of a solution on the basis of the military doing what they should be doing. Of course, Janet Napolitano would call them lone wolves if they decided to do anything. And this is how even anybody in the military is now being ostracized, you know, for standing up if they should, you know, basically realize, you know, like I've realized in terms of the medical profession, the criminality that's going on. I wanted to also bring up the Olympics because this was such an amazing situation to me. Of course, many people had predicted a false flag event at the Olympics. Perhaps the reason that this was all over the internet is why there was no false flag event. Who knows? But just the symbol for the Olympics, you know, it basically spells Zion. But one of the most amazing things to me was they actually showed a statue, if you want to call it that, that was built in London before the Olympics, called the Spirit of Zion. It was a gigantic, huge spider, you know, like, I forget how many feet tall it was. But that pretty much says it all. And yet the people in London are looking at this, Spirit of Zion, why is it a gigantic spider? You know, it's just amazing to me. And how many hundreds of thousands of dollars did they pay to make that monstrosity? But they're putting it right in our face at this point. I guess they figure, you know, they've got their ducks in a row and there's nothing humans can do.
I saw a similar painting behind where the Pope sits to make his pronouncements. It had a very surreal picture of Jesus being crucified surrounded by all these bat monsters. And it reminded the, yeah, I thought it was perfect because he's a perfect representation of hell. But I don't know why they have that there, but it's quite appalling. And, well, I don't know. Maybe it's, maybe those are like Freudian slips. Although an expensive statue wouldn't be a Freudian slip. I guess you could say they are in front about the monster that's taking, they are out front about talking the monster that's taking over the world. And since they do, it's like everything Jews do is kind of an inversion of values where good is bad and bad is good. So I don't know, maybe it appeals to our fear of mortality that that we've got some monster here to protect us. I don't know. The answer is to that spider, but I didn't pay too much attention to the Olympics except for some of the events because there was so much hype about it. I mean, it was as bad as Nibiru. There were all these disasters were going to happen. Aliens were going to show up, and it's like it was like a field day for the PSYOPs people. Not much happened there except the Queen jumped out of a helicopter, supposedly.
Right. Well, it was another distraction, but I will tell you the only thing I really watched was the gymnastics. I was a gymnast in my earlier years, and I will tell you some of the things that these gymnasts are doing, I can't even see how they're humanly possible. It's very, very bizarre. So I suspect there's some kind of genetic engineering or something going on where they're able to do these things that I don't even see, like I said, how it's even conceivable that their bodies would be able to accomplish the things that they're doing. But like I said, it's another distraction. You know, let's watch the Olympics while, you know, the world is burning.
Yeah, I saw a letter from Iran about that very subject. I don't know if Iran sent a team or not, actually. You're absolutely right. People are burning and everybody's there celebrating.
Thank you. I wanted to bring up an interesting little thing that I saw recently on television, and they're promoting this big time. on ABC. On Thursday, September 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, there's a new show premiering called Last Resort. And in the little segment that they show, you see a military man stating, "We do not obey a government that tries to murder its own." So I'm definitely going to be tuning into that show to see what's that about, because basically the way I look at it is they're going to probably show that some people in the military are waking up and realizing that the government is killing its own, and then perhaps, you know, they'll be destroyed, or it'll be some way to send a message that, you know, resistance is futile or something like that. But I thought that was kind of interesting that they're now having this show come on at this time.
Sounds like a replacement for the X-Files or something, where people can actually look at something on television and think they're being told something that's been hidden from them, and everybody jumps on the bandwagon and thinks they're a bona fide member of society, that they know what's going on because they watch this television show, which was the case with the X-Files, which was all about aliens and turned out to be nothing. And I'm guessing since this show is being presented on TV, it's going to turn out to be the same thing. Or some other evil force will be uncovered in the government that, and here's a prediction that's 100% sure, that this evil force will not be Jews.
Right. Exactly. Well, actually, the X-Files, a series like Dark Skies and others, they did have a lot of truth in there. They didn't just talk about aliens. They talked about genetic engineering. They talked about GMO food. I mean, this was like not even heard of back in the days when the X-Files was on. So they did have a lot of truth in there, just like in the movies. There's more truth in the movies than there is in the mainstream media. And, of course, this is a way to make people think fiction is truth and truth is fiction. And, in fact, one of the most important movies I always tell people to watch is the movie Quarantine, which is one of the few movies about quote-unquote zombies, which are actually cannibals created by rabies, where they actually admit that this happened due to rabies. And it shows what the CDC does. When something like this happens, they come in and they actually basically cordon off the area that it's happening and just let everybody be killed off. So they do put a lot of truth out there in the movies, but of course they use it for corruption and all these different things of the people, you know, the pornification of youth, you know, where young children are now basically being totally diverted, you know, into sexual themes. And, you know, you have little girls, toddlers with tiaras. I mean, shows like this, it's just amazing. It's totally immoral, but this is all okay.
That's where we're at.
Exactly. So basically, you don't think that we're going to be able to stop the monsters, that they're going to be able to just move forward with their agenda, and that we're all...
I don't really think too much about the outcome. I just think that, with each encounter that you have, each new fact that you encounter, you try to just deploy that as best you can to some use. But no, I see us steadily losing ground to consciousness because of the sheer number of things that are going on that are threats to us that we should pay attention to, but also the activities in our lives. When they tighten up the money, it increases the stresses on every activity in our lives, and these tend to diminish our ability to focus on what's really going on in the larger questions. So nobody's doing that anymore. Nobody's thinking in complex ways. Everybody's just trying to get from one, at least the people around me, everybody's trying to just get from one day to the next and hope the sky doesn't fall on them, basically. And they don't have the time or the inclination, because they're so tired and worried, to realize that all scams that are being played on them, except it's getting more and more expensive and the quality of everything is getting worse and worse, and shortages are starting to occur, and so we're in for some serious strife here that's going to kill a lot of people. And I don't see anybody in a large, fundamentally effective way working against these trends that are coming to us of totalitarianism and the thing that Obamacare that really got me, amongst the many horrible things that are detailed in it, is that this wires us to the poison medicine apparatus, where we have to pay a certain amount of money to these people and given poison by them.
Right, and that's why I tell people, if I was you, I would pay the fee, the extortion, the tax, whatever you want to call it. There is no way in hell that I will ever get insurance, because not only is it going to tie you to the medical mafia, but I guarantee you that you are going to be forced to get vaccinations, mammograms, colonoscopies, all the other stuff that can actually cause great harm to you in order to keep your insurance. So it's another control operation. And in fact, it's so obvious, you know, nothing natural is covered under insurance. In fact, it's obvious to me that insurance was created to force people to go to the medical devils. And this is very obvious. And because people are paying out of pocket in droves to the tune of billions of dollars for natural solutions, going to homeopaths, naturopaths, chiropractors, whatever, they had to come up with a way to force these people to go to back to the white coats. And this is what they're trying to do, as well as creating this Dr. Oz, as I call him, the Wizard of Oz, who's on TV 5 days a week, basically pretending that doctors know about nutrition and are suggesting some natural therapies. But, of course, he promotes vaccinations while at the same time he has stock in vaccine companies and actually admitted that his own family doesn't get vaccinations. He promotes electroshock therapy. He promotes, you know, all the different things that white coats do, but says, you can take, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and this will help you in some way. Of course, if you go to the white coats, it doesn't matter how many natural products you take, you're going to end up dead.
Oh, I don't know.
But that was a genius creation. That was a genius creation when they created this monster. And I also monitor him to see what he's feeding the sheep. And now they even have a new show on Tuesday nights on ABC called New York Med that he's involved in, where they go into the hospital that he works at. And they make it look like the doctors and nurses, they're just so compassionate and they're doing wonderful things. If that's not fiction, I don't know what is.
I think the most important thing now, and I don't know if it's going to do any good or not, but at least it gives me some personal satisfaction, is knowing as we can. And the first step in doing that is to double check your own beliefs to see how many of them you think you can identify that have been imposed on you against your will. I've been an advocate of getting people to think about their belief systems, what they really mean, and what the actions of those belief systems feel were. And pretty. The purpose of knowing history is to fully realize its effect on the present. And once you start checking out the history of the United States, just in the 20th century, you go back and see that in the early part of the 20th century, there was a Jewish takeover of the government in 1913 when they created the Federal Reserve and the income tax.
Right.
Going back than that, there was a creation of a Christian religion that got everybody to use the same metaphor to talk about what was going on in the world. And if you didn't use that metaphor, you were likely killed and your property was taken. So we have been guided in our in our passages through life by these belief systems and these social systems that have existed from before we were born, and we've tried to fit into them. But in trying to fit into them, because we've been given the information by the people who organize these societies, we haven't been able to see the fault. It's a situation for most of us is that we haven't been able to see the faults in the system until we've gotten older, have gotten a great deal of experience, have been slapped down a few times, and then, of course, now there's so many examples. I mean, everybody's getting this education a lot quicker. But the point I'm trying to make is we have been guided throughout the 20th century by this hidden hand of financial wheeler dealers who have eliminated good products and promoted bad products because they were more profitable. And among those products that they produced was a government that kept secret what it was really doing from the people it was supposed to represent. And what it was doing was creating this military monster that wasn't just guns, but it was medicine, and it was food, and it was electronic pulses, and it was television propaganda, to the point where we have become enmeshed in this artificial reality that profits off of conflict. And all conflicts are funded by people who control the money. In one way or the other, it filters down, and these conflicts are very profitable to the people who can foment them, and the people who do that are the Jews with their money pressure. I'm thinking about
exactly.
I'm thinking a little bit about Russia before the so-called communist revolution, which was really an invasion from the United States. By Jews who were funded by American bankers. For 100 years before that, they were always trying to overthrow the Russian government, and until they got enough power, enough money, they couldn't quite pull it off. And when they pulled it off, the first thing they did was kill 66 million non-Jews. That was Lenin's whole purpose, was just to kill everybody. And that is the same philosophy that is taking place now in the United States. It's the same philosophy that drives the agendas of both Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. And it doesn't matter which one gets elected in November. If either one gets elected, that's the future of the United States, where all of the people who are not useful to the Jews and the Jewish power hierarchy that controls the world are going to be systematically erased, and it's already happening. And everybody's sitting back saying, what are we going to do? There's only one thing to do, and that is to expose the Jewish hidden hand in America and how it has infected the whole world. And it's killing us all. It's a kill the next generation. It's taken all our money. It's poisoned our air. It's poisoned our oceans. They're making bets poisoning things or destroying things and making money off the destruction. And then there are all of these vampire contractors like Brown and Root who come along afterwards to clean up the mess, and lots more money is made for the Jews. None of this is good for America. The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq had absolutely no benefit to the people of America. They put this phony terror thing in front of us and got us all worried by these false flag episodes like the crotch bomber to get everybody paranoid. The school shooters is more of that. Get everybody paranoid, begging for security, extra checks, thumbprints, eye identification. You know, this is all a Jewish production, and it is aimed at only their benefit. And until a sufficient number of people say that, see that, and resolve to do something about it, we're all headed toward the grave at high speed.
Exactly. And as you're mentioning the crotch bomber, I mean, when I heard about the shoe bomber as well, the crotch bomber, you know, what were those used as an excuse for? More security at airports. They make everybody take off your shoes. That's another humiliation tactic to get the goy used to this, you know, humiliation. Of course, you can get planter's warts and all kinds of things as you're walking around on bare feet. But especially the crotch bomber, what did that bring forth? The scanners, which actually unravel your DNA. Very high risk of cancer by going through those scanners. And isn't it amazing? They had them all ready to go as soon as that crotch bomber. And actually, I think that the intention was for him to, you know, and I'm sure he was a Manchurian candidate, to cause that whatever the explosive material was to go off and to bring down the plane, because that would have caused more trauma. They love trauma. They feed off that trauma. But, you know, the fact that it didn't work, they still used that as an excuse to bring about the scanners. And now you have a choice. You know, you can go through a scanner that's going to give you cancer if you do it enough times, or you can get felt up by the TSA individuals who are obviously psychopaths as well.
I think that was the episode where there was actually a lawyer in Detroit, saw him get on the, was put on the plane by his handler without any identification. And I forget his name. He has a website. He's described the whole thing, and it was like ushering the crotch bomber onto the plane so he could be arrested.
Exactly. Yeah, all of these situations, everything that you mentioned, you know, all of the Fort Hood shootings, the Columbine, Virginia Tech, all of those situations, you know that those were Manchurian candidates, although actually I had learned that not only with the Columbine shooters on psychiatric drugs, which caused homicidal ideations, but they had also been raped when they were in juvenile detention before that occurred. So basically, you know, there's all these things going. They create these people to go along with their agenda so that they can further their, you know, elimination of our liberties. And I actually heard recently that there's a new thing on Facebook now called Face Deals, where if you agree to have, you know, your photographs, you know, able to be identified through eye scans and things of that nature, that you can, you know, be sent offers for different products you might be interested in, all kinds of things. I mean, it's so obvious to me that Facebook is another one of these things that's been created by the CIA so they can track people and do all kinds of things. But unfortunately, people get sucked into this, and they just go along with it, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, like you said earlier, people have to get back to basics. They have to do the right thing, and they have to, you know, take charge of their own lives to whatever degree they can, and certainly protect your children. Get them out of schools. Stop vaccinating them. You know, do home births if possible. Don't get them a Social Security number or a birth certificate so that they're not in the system to begin with. That's why education is so critical, because there are things that you can do, but if you don't know what to do, you're not going to do it. And of course, if you get in the system, especially the people that go, you know, they get Medicaid, they think they're getting benefits. I had a client call me recently that she was on Medicaid, and of course she had to get the vaccines and all the other crap, and now her child is basically being killed by the medical mafia. I don't know if she's going to be able to get him out of the loop because of the fact she got those benefits, which is what entrapped her to becoming a slave to them for her child to be experimented on in the first place.
I read a story the other day about a Jewish psychologist who recommended that teenagers... Did you hear that?
No, actually, you're breaking up.
Oh, I read a story the other day about a Jewish psychologist who recommended that teenagers who refuse to go on Facebook should be given medication for their antisocial natures.
Oh, this. Insane, obviously a Jewish psychiatrist. Well, the whole field of psychiatry is a scam to begin with. In fact, There is no such thing as mental illness. It's either nutritional deficiency, toxin exposure. Sometimes there are spiritual issues, but the psychiatrists are one of the main reasons that we have so much what they call mental illness to begin with. And, of course, the psychiatric drugs cause the chemical lobotomy, where your brains can't work at all. You have no hope of figuring out what's going on. And, in fact, many of these psychiatrists work for the CIA. And I've done shows about that recently. It's just mind-boggling that people don't realize what's really going on. These are monsters, and they always are allowed to do what they do. It doesn't matter how many people they hurt.
Yeah, that's about the deal. I think about my neighbors sometimes, not unduly, but I think about them sometimes, and it's like none of them can comprehend any of this. They're still on the...
Well, that's why health is so important. If you don't detoxify yourself, if you don't get your brain working, you are not going to be able to face reality. I mean, that's self-evident. And so that's why, you know, I really promote people getting their health back. I do consults for people. Whatever you want to do, learn what the toxins are, stay away from them, and certainly detoxify yourself as best you can. But if you can't think, you have no hope. And these people, I'm sure, around you, a lot of people also are totally in the fear mode. Fear is one of their greatest weapons. You know, they're afraid to face reality. They don't want to know about 9/11 because if that door is open, then they have to check out other things, and they don't want to go there. Think of all the soldiers from World War II fighting that fake war. You know, they don't want to know that all their buddies they saw, you know, blown up. You know, they got their posthumous medals, you know, whoop-de-doo. But they don't want to face that they were serving the Zionists.
No, that's the situation.
Exactly. Well, it looks like we're pretty much out of time, John. I want to thank all of you for listening, and thank John for being on the show. Is there any way people can get on your email list, John, to get these amazing documents you write?
Yes, Pseudo Skylax, PSEUDOSKYLAX @gmail.com. And I have a website, but it's easier for me to communicate it by email.
Okay.
I thank everybody.
And I always wanted to ask you, what does that, that's also your Skype ID, what does that mean? Where did you come up with that? That's an interesting ID.
He was a 3rd century B.C. cartographer who drew a map of the Mediterranean. Scott,
okay. My
original email was an ancient navigator. He was an admiral of the Persian fleet.
Okay. Well, you're a very deep guy. I encourage you all to get on his list, pseudoskylax @gmail.com, PSEUDOSKYLAX @gmail.com, and he'll send you his, he's got a few websites, and get his information and share it with others that have the courage to face reality. I'm an optimist in terms of, you know, the fact that people will wake up in a critical mass, and who knows how it's going to go down, but I don't like to use the word believe, but I have to know that good does triumph in the end. And it's not a matter of waiting for some deity to save us. We have to save ourselves. One of the things I try to tell my listeners is, you know, there's so much dissension about religion. Let's vaporize the psychopaths. We can argue about religion later. Right now, we have to get rid of the ones causing all the problems. That's the only thing that's going to save humanity.
That's it.
Okay, thanks again, John, for being on the show. Let me just close by saying that the views expressed on this show are not the views of the These Changing Times Network, but instead are the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers, or people that send in their questions by the chat room. Okay, thank you for listening, folks. Next week's show, we'll have J.B. Campbell on again. And we'll talk about the fact that we need a defense. Defense Against Jewish Aggression. Okay, we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.